following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
All right. Fireside chat number 38. 38, can you believe it? We're in our eighth week, and praying again, as always, that these will encourage you. We're going to get right to this one. But before I do, reminder, tonight we finish up our study in Genesis. Service starts at 6:30. We'll be live streaming on all our platforms. And it's communion because, as we do on the first Wednesday of the month, we partake of the bread and the cup. So that is tonight. So have your bread and cup ready, and let's get right to the fireside chat right now.
Hey, everybody, everyone watching on, what are we doing? We're doing the Refuge Fireside Chat. We decided to do something a little bit different. This is Wilson Wednesday Mother's Day edition. Since Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday, we thought it would be great to talk about motherhood. Even if you're not a mother, you definitely have had a mother at some point, and everybody has their own story of what that looks like to them. But we really wanted to be an encouragement to those who are moms or have moms, or just encouragement in life in general. So I'll let everybody introduce themselves. We'll start with my mom.
I'm mom. I'm Joy Welsh, better known as Pastor Bill's wife.
Yes. And I'm Bethany Wilson, Jeff Wilson's wife. Next.
This is Joanna Welsh. I am Jeremy Welsh's wife. So know me because I'm married into the Welsh family.
But she fits right in, right?
Look at this, fits in.
This crazy, crazy Welsh family. You were very brave. And I'm Shannon Quintana. I'm Bill and Joy Welsh's daughter, and Bethany's sister, Joanna's sister-in-law. That's
me. That's us. So that's us. The cool thing is that we are able to honor our mom because she is an amazing, godly mom. And I know that she is not just our mom, but she is a spiritual mother to a lot of you at Refuge. And I'm going to make her cry. I can already see it. I love Jessica, who is our college pastor's wife. She calls her Mama Joy, and she calls Billy Mama Billy, because they really are just spiritual moms to us women on staff. And anybody who's listened to a Bible study has been mentored from afar or from a close. So I know that she is an encouragement to all of you. And a lot of you, I do want to encourage those of you who maybe don't have your own children at home, that you really can be a spiritual mom to those around you and be an encouragement to them in so many, so many ways. So we want to start with, I'll start with asking my mom, what is your favorite Bible passage when in regards to motherhood? What is something that has spoken to you and been an encouragement?
Yeah, well, it's Isaiah 40, verse 11, starting with verse 11. And actually, in the New Living, it says, "He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will carry the lambs in his arms, holding them close to his heart. He will gently lead the mother sheep with their young." And in the such a revelation to me that is, it's the mother sheep that are, we're all sheep, and we get to lead in that. But in the New King James, it says, "He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those who are with young." And I think that is the one scripture when I was raising children that I really hung on to, because I know that God would gently lead us when we have young. He gently leads us. He doesn't require all the stuff that we think we ought to be and ought to do and ought to be a part of. He just gently leads us and allows us to follow after him in that way. Continually feeds us. As we get fed, we get to pass it on.
Yeah. I remember you sharing that verse with me when I think Abby was a baby and I was probably stressed about sleep schedule, something like that. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. And you said that verse and I had known that verse as a song that we sang growing up in Calvary. And I was like, oh, like it was like light went on, like, oh my goodness, that's for me. I love it. So what about Joanna?
As I was thinking about all the scriptures and everything, I actually kind of boiled mine down. I do have a scripture that goes with this, but I think a biblical truth that as a mom, I hold very dearly and hopefully model for my children is the concept of forgiveness and the importance of that being something that is integrated into literally every single day in this household. And so, but even Jeremy and I were talking the other day about how important it is that we model that for our children between the two of us. And then also that it's okay to acknowledge that you're wrong and to say that to your kids. And sometimes I feel like as a mom, well, if I say that, they're going to think like, they were right and I was wrong. That's why I always fight with it. But when it comes down to it, I can still say to them, you were wrong for doing that, but the way that I responded to that was wrong. And so I'm here to ask you for forgiveness. And so I think that I pulled Ephesians 4:32, and it just says, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Mm-hmm. And I think that you can always, I mean, there's literally every single day you have an opportunity to share the gospel with your kids when something blows out sideways. And at our house, something happens every day. And so, unfortunately, you guys are probably have things much more under control, but that's the reality here. And so, so I think that that biblical truth is so important to keep our family moving and grooving and talking and communicating.
Yeah. And I think that shows so much humility, like to your kids in there. I feel like they're more liable in the future to come to you with stuff because they realize, oh, they're not perfect. Like they won't be ashamed of me. They won't. That's awesome.
And it gives them permission. I feel like that's the huge thing is like, it's permission to be wrong and see you can come out the other end and everything can still be okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, it's just kind of maturity too, I think. Yeah. Just like that. I'm able to admit, you know what? I blew it. The way that I talked to you was not okay. And I think it makes our kids respect us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let them know, like, I'm not always right. I'm still learning. It's my first time having, you know, for me, a 17 and 18 year old, and I'm still learning.
Yeah.
So, you know, totally.
I've never been here before.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Shan?
Well, I pulled a verse, but I was kind of feeling along the same lines as Joanna because not the same thing, but a different aspect where I wrote down Proverbs 22:6, which is train up a child in the way they should go. And when they're old, they will not go far from it. And I thought about, gosh, I'm constantly training myself up too. And I'm having to learn. And I think that the most meaningful thing that I've done that I've tried to do is model my own growth for my kids. Mm-hmm. Like I'm walking with the Lord. And I think I shared with you, Bethany, I can't remember if it was Ruth Bell Graham's daughter. It was Ann Graham Lotz's daughter. And she was saying that she would read her word every day. Like there was no like forced devos or anything like that for the kids, but she would just share with them the things that she had learned in her Bible reading that day. And mm-hmm. she was so excited about it. And it made her kids excited about it. Mm-hmm. So I want to read the word and I want to show my kids how much it fires me up. And I want them to learn from that, you know? Yeah, yeah. And so I think there's so many aspects that we can go like, well, what does that mean? Train them up. Like, should we make sure they do Bible devos? Should we, I know Bethany, you and I have talked about this. Like, should I do that? Or should I not do that? Should they make their own choice? And I don't know. I feel like in the end, they're going to make their own choice anyway.
So true. They're going to open up their Bible and slip their phone.
Exactly.
Just do my devos over here, Mom.
I'm spending a longer time in the
world. Really digging in.
Thinking about like the Bible verse, I was just thinking, man, we just need to be in the Word. Like, read it.
It's the word. It's
learn it for yourself so that you can model it for your kids. And that's where that like humility and the maturity that Joanna was just sharing, like we can't be that way if we're not walking in the spirit, you know. Yeah. It just shows that spiritual maturity. So
yeah. For me, it was when I brought baby Abby home and I was sitting on the big yoga ball trying to bounce her to sleep and not knowing, like, why won't she go to sleep? And I just remember already stressing about, how am I going to know when to wean? When's the right time to potty train? What if she doesn't potty train? What? And I'm like down the road. And the Lord reminded me of James chapter 1, verse 5. And if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach. Yeah. And it will be given to him. And that was just like the Lord reminding me, like, I have all the wisdom you need. I'm not going to make fun of you for asking me if you think you should feed her now or wait. You know, it's like, ask me, ask me, ask me. So I love that we all had different verses. I thought for sure, like, so it's so cool. The word has so much to say to all of us. So, I would like to have each of us just share what our favorite quality of our mom is, and how she has, I don't know, just
where's the tissue?
How great she is. I know. I'll start. And mine is that she is there when you need her. If you call and you're like, hey, can we get together? I need to talk to you. Can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? She will, if at all possible, she'll stop what she's doing, drive to wherever you're at, rearrange whatever she needs to rearrange to be there for her kids. So thankful for that.
Yeah. I'll go.
Okay, go ahead, Shannon.
My favorite thing about mom is the way that she's gracious with us. Like, I think about how many times I broke something or lost something or whatever. And I've seen it modeled with my kids too, with mom, of if something's broken, it's just stuff, doesn't matter. Like, I never had to worry, oh my gosh, she's going to be so mad at me because I broke this thing, you know? Yeah. And so that's always been like, that's something that I've tried to carry on with my kids too. Like, it doesn't, it's just stuff. It doesn't matter. So the graciousness in that respect, and knowing that, like, we were more important than the thing that we broke.
Yes.
Which I broke a lot.
Yeah. I remember breaking a plate that was, like, part of this big china set. Like, what is that print called? Like, that reddish pink that kind of looks like an... Yeah.
Is it tall? But it looks like oil.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I, like, broke one plate that was a part of just this big set. Oh. I remember those and it was really the same thing. She was like, it's just stuff. I'm sure in that breath that you took before saying it, you're like, just stuff. I agree. Joanna.
Okay. So mine is, and it kind of hits on what Bethany talked about, is generosity in all things. Mm-hmm. So in her time, in her energy, in what she has, at every single time we're together, she's literally trying to fill our bags as we're leaving with, like, do you need bread? Do you need eggs? What can I give to your family? And then in finances sometimes, I mean, she has always been just so generous, and I'm grateful. I mean, she has three girls of her own. She doesn't need to feel like she needs one more girl to bring into the mix. Always been so kind and generous, and her love and attention, and even her obedience. Sometimes I'm having a crummy week and I get a text like, hey, I'm praying for you. It just felt like you should know that. And I'm like, thank you, Lord. So that too.
Yes, absolutely. Our time has gone so fast, and I know it would, but I just want to finish up with mom having raised children to adulthood, safely to adulthood, having, you know, gone through all of that. If you could go back to the beginning, knowing everything that you know now, what is, like, one thing that you would tell your new mom or young mom self?
Worry less, pray more.
Mm-hmm.
And also just the thing that I've learned through it all is that it can only be learned through experience.
Yeah.
To know that you're going to be all right.
Yeah.
You're going to get through it. It's going to, you know, God's got this. Relax. Rest. You know.
Thou shalt not sweat it.
Thou shalt not sweat it. Yep.
Yeah. Well, thank you all of you for joining me, my family. We just want to pray for all y'all to close up our time together. So, Heavenly Father, we come before you and we praise you and we thank you for moms. We thank you for the gift of motherhood, whether we have children of our own or you are allowing us to pour into the lives of others around us or allowing us to bless the moms that you've given us. I pray that you would, this weekend, Father, that moms would feel cherished and that they would feel blessed, whether it is through another human being on this earth or it is through you showering them with your blessings, with your grace, with your peace, with your strength, with your provision, with all the good and perfect gifts that you have. So I just pray for this weekend that you would just bless those moms and be with us as we continue to just go through this season and trust in you, as my mom said, and realize that everything is going to be okay. One way or another, it's all going to be okay. So we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, guys. I love you.
I love you all.
My refuge family.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.